Hello, everybody. Friday, February 8th, I believe, right, Jeff?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Lance is here this week. Jeff is here this week. Brad's still away, so we're going to attempt to do this show as much as possible without the least number of civilian casualties for those of you guys hearing this on the podcast feed. So, anyways, how has Jeff been since we last talked to you?
Mostly been busy with schoolwork. And other than that, pretty much just chilling out, basically.
I see. Lance, how are you since we last talked?
Okay, been busy.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I'd like to be busy, unfortunately that's not possible. Anyways, we got some RuneScape updates this week. It's called the Musical Update, which was the update to the music player system where, in effect, if you're walking through an area, it will automatically keep playing the song that you are currently in the mode for. So say you're in your house, it'll play Home Sweet Home and continue to play that even if you left until you head into a new area. Now, Lance, I know Jeff doesn't play RS at all, but Lance, do you play with the music on or what?
Depends on the day. Sometimes I do if I want to try out something or I just need to keep alert.
So the music helps you do that? I see. See, I never use the RS music, you know? So.
It actually did get an update, though. I could actually hear the difference when I turned it on.
Oh? So you think they might have updated some of the inner workings of the system?
I can hear a lot more of the instruments with this one.
That's good. So, aside from that, this is to celebrate 500 songs of the Sound of Music in RS, so in order to celebrate this, they brought out the Air Guitar Boat. Now, does anybody here have that, lads?
Nope.
For the record, there are about 521 songs or so that you can unlock. I counted them, really. Actually, no, I didn't count them, but I basically just counted the missing songs I had, knowing that I needed 500, so 500 plus the 21 I was missing equals 521 songs, so it's fairly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
521. But it's a pretty good emote, you know. When people ask me to see my Farming Cape emote over the past while, I've just been showing them the air guitar emote, and about 50% of them believed me. So, I don't know. Nice. That might be kind of mean. I'm just logged in right now. I'll turn on the music and let you guys hear the sound. See, right now we're in Drainer Village, and it's playing Unknown Land.
Bird.
Now here comes what happens when you play air guitar.
Wow.
Nice.
So, I don't know. It's just pretty interesting, the actual emote and the sound that goes with it. I really quite like it.
Me too.
I don't know about you guys, but it is great.
I just got to see the emote in action.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do about posting a video of it. But anyways, when you're walking through a new area, it says that you could access a new song, like, when you unlock it. So if you're walking through Alcard, you'd see it. That's pretty... I don't know. I'm not much for music in general, so I really don't have an opinion on this. I just have to give it maybe a 3 out of 5, because it doesn't really affect me. Lads?
I'll give it a 4 because of the emo music, plus okay. Emote in general.
Did you say emo music?
Yeah.
Okay. Sound effect enhancement. Torches crackling in caves and dungeons, floorboards creaking in Drainer Manor. Improved sound for doors, sound effects for lighting and extinguishing lanterns and candles, and various other improved background sounds. I know. For instance, if you go to the center of Varrock, and you teleport there, and you have your area sounds on high, you can hear the waterfall. Has anybody heard that?
Nope. I don't think that worked.
Lance?
Nope, didn't work.
God, you guys, use your area sounds. Anybody in TeamSpeak seen it?
I have them on, but... No. Usually I haven't heard that.
Okay, I just like the sound of water, you know? It's so therapeutic and relaxing.
The sound of water always calms me down.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I like this part of the area sounds. I don't know. You guys might remember late last year, we convinced Brad that the birds on RS were actually real. So, that was great fun. Edgefield Dungeon Improvement. It looks like all the standard graphical updates that you'd see, like dragons, area updates. It's an update, but you know, I find myself wanting to go back and look at how things used to be. Pretty soon there aren't going to be many areas left how they were when they first came out in RS Classic, you know? Mm-hmm. I just find that a little... It's like we're losing a part of our past or something or other, so...
Well, you know what they say, right, Shane?
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Not really.
Yes. Lance, you agree with that, right?
Yep.
Jeff, why don't you agree with that?
It just doesn't make sense.
See, why would... in the chat gets that saying. It just makes sense. Makes sense, you know? Something changes and there's going to be no more... It's going to stay the same after a while, after that change. But anyways, on to a more balanced point of view. Tears of Gothics now can be used with summoning. I got 3 levels from it.
I went up 4 and I got my penguin hatching the thing right now.
Is it a Russian penguin?
I don't know what kind it is yet. I haven't hatched the egg yet. Waiting for it to.
Maybe it'll be a Russian penguin, but you can talk to it or something. Speaking of summoning, 99 summoning achieved. By... I have no idea how to pronounce that name, but you guys can all go to the RuneScape High Scores and take a look. There's been a video of the emote, and it's... you guys take a look at this video here in the notes about this? Like, it seems like for such a hard skill like that, they could have made a better emote. And all that time go into it? I don't know. Yes, no, maybe so. I don't know. That's up for opinion. What do you guys think of the emote? Lance?
It's okay. It could be better.
I'd prefer like the Herblore emote or something, you know?
I just want to get the mining emote soon.
Yeah, those ones are rare. Anyways, that's it, summoning 99 achieved. I really thought it would have been longer, but the guy who got it first came out of nowhere. Wow. All I can say is wow. Wow.
Thanks for no lifing.
The bug bag. Kebbit fur no longer floats when dropped on the floor. That's a good thing, because you don't want your kebbits to float away. Otherwise, you'll be getting some very strange gravitational anomalies or something or other. You don't want to take a shower at zero gravity, that's for sure.
Well, hey, it only makes you lighter. Now we know the secret.
Oh, that does make sense. The kebbit fur does make you lighter. Makes sense. Maybe they should have left it like that. Anyways, the Kara Lung teleport wasn't teleporting you to the right place. It's been fixed. It's probably left over from the wilderness update. It's rather interesting. Like, these things always tend to crop up like months later. Seems so typical of Dragax. At least we didn't have any major bugs in summoning like we did with construction.
Yet
being the keyword. It was only a week after that the Falador massacre happened, so who knows. Ogres and spiders outside of Ooglog have been relocated. They were scaring away the local wildlife, which were the Chinchampas, or if you prefer German tongue, Schlingchilla. Schlingchilla. Whatever that means, Mushroom Queen in chat. Any ideas? What Schlingchilla? But it's good for the hunters, especially those who can't defend themselves against these creatures, because they're too low level, then they might end up hurting themselves. Because these ogres can even hit high on me, so...
And me, still.
Yeah, so it's a good thing they did that, because I know lots of people who like to go hunting were complaining about that. Anyways, on to the pole. It's a big pole in the ground that we all like to go stand by and raise our flag. The flag of RSBAB, which is a orange and a blue flag with the big R on it. That sits outside my backyard. Pole, to quest or not to quest? That is the question. Now, Jeff, you could answer this one too, considering you used to play and you were around back in the good old days. The golden era, let's call it. Think about the quests that were released in the past year. Which of these statements apply to you? 47% say I would like more quests from existing storylines. Excellent, excellent. But on the same page, 43% say requirements have been too high. Lance, what do you think?
There are signs that they have been complaining about because the skill's probably still new or just me getting a little ticked off. But I'd say we've been just right so far.
Well, if you think about it, it's all relative. Like, would a quest that requires 70 farming be too high for you?
Right now it would be.
Whereas it wouldn't be for me, so...
Yeah.
It's all relative.
Like I said, I just put they're just right because, like I said, it'd be a lot of my own opinion, and I'm going with the general consensus as if I was an even player.
I said they were too low on this one. And I want quests from existing storylines, which is a must. In my view, tie up all the loose ends, and then you can move out.
Orange Zen Part 3 for the win?
Yes, I would love that. Yes, Anubis in the chat says, we need higher requirements, level 85 Slayer. See, you can't do something like 85 Slayer, because, well, you could, but you would have way too many people doing that. Like, I could see maybe a 70 Slayer or something, but...
Do you guys want your Slayer spots crowded even more?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we got a rant about that later. But anyways, these polls are always good, and it's always good to vote in them to keep Jagex on their toes, assuming that they are going to use this, because, well, we just... If too many noobs voted this quest poll and nobody else really thinks that they want to vote in this poll, they're going to start shaping things for the newer people once again, and I think I've had enough of that. I don't know about you guys.
I vote every chance I get to on these polls to make sure that it's balanced.
Yeah. Jeff, when you used to play, did you used to do the quests or what?
Yeah. Oh, well, for the quests, yeah, I would do them probably for the rewards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next question. How long do you like quests to be? 43% say space of a day. 40% say... in the space of under an hour, and quests that take me days to complete, only 12%. I said days to complete. What about you guys?
I don't like it being too long, especially if I'm here, because I don't get a chance to play, but I like mine kind of long.
Yeah, like Morning Zen Part 2, Desert Treasure, Monkey Madness, those were excellent length quests. If I do say so myself. Next question. Think about your favorite quest. What did you like about it? It had a great XP reward, 67%. It had a great item reward, 59%. It opened up a brand new area, 44%. The quality of its storyline, 43%, and yada, yada, yada. It just goes on down from there. So, Lance, what do you like about a quest?
I like... What were my options again?
Well, XP reward, item reward, storyline, new area, sense of humor,
combat elements. It has to be a storyline for me. If it has a good story, I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to go following it through. I might end up laughing at the end.
Yeah. For instance, what about puzzle requirements? I like a good puzzle that one again.
Yeah, I like a good brain teaser now and then.
Like the Path of Gluffy, that was a good quest. Eyes of Gluffy, good quest.
Eyes of Pathagorphy, yeah.
That what was that one called in Falador with Sir Tiffy?
Temple Knights one.
With the Temple Knights. Yes, Recruitment Drive. That was a nice quest.
It was.
So, and the light puzzle in Morning Zen Part 2, as Anubis says in chat, excellent, excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. Anyways, second last question. If you could choose your quest reward, which of the following would you receive? 28% say an immediate XP boost, followed by a new type of armor, and then something that would give you an advantage in combat, or a new weapon, then it just goes down on from there. It seems people want combat-related items in their quests for some reason. I don't know why, but I don't know. I wouldn't mind like a nice farming quest that doubled the allotments that were around RuneScape. You know? No? Yes? No? Maybe so?
Not farming.
Oh, God. What was your favorite skill when you played, Jeff?
Let's see. I don't quite remember, but I guess I really liked magic and wood cutting, yeah.
So a good wood cutting quest to crack the wood, you know, and chop down the trees and move it out. Yeah. But anyways, I don't know. Final question. Which of the following statements about quest rewards do you support most strongly? 29% say more quest rewards are okay, but I would like them to be bigger. More quest rewards aren't big enough to justify. Most quest rewards aren't big enough to justify the time and effort involved in doing the quest. You know, that does make sense because most of the rewards are too small, and if they're big, they nerf them. What, like that one where they release chivalry and piety? It's just that they just remove that def XP all the way. So I just feel that people are not understanding what these quests are about, and they really want Jagex to feed them everything, which is really quite sad, because, you know, that's not how it works in the real world. So, I don't know. That's it. I'm done with the poll, unless anybody else has anything they want to say about it. Going once, going twice, gone to Jeff.
Moving on.
High spinner. Yes. Oh, I need another pepper. I had a pizza tonight that had these big Italian sausages on them, and they're really spicy. It just cleared out my head right away. I should go get another slice after.
And if you're Catholic, you're officially going to hell.
What? What does that have to do with that?
It's Lent today.
Oh, yeah, really? Lent. I didn't know that.
Know me on Fridays.
Well, that's good to know for anybody out there who celebrates this kind of ritual. On to the questions now. First things first, we got an audio question from Kenny. I hope you guys in the TeamSpeak will be able to hear it. I'll boost it up a tad louder.
Hi guys, it's Kenny here. I was just wondering, Shane, if Brad met you in real life and he started insulting you like he did on the podcast, how would you react? Do you think Brad would have the guts to do it in real life? Okay, give it the good work. Bye.
What do you guys think? You think Brad would be willing to abuse me and insult me and assault me and insult me like that in real life? Or just over Skype?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he's just like a big teddy bear inside, you know? Like a big teddy bear that just wants to, like, jump up and hug someone, you know? And he's just like that on Skype. Maybe. I hope, but I don't think he'd do that in real life. It's the dynamic that goes on for the show. Thank you, Kenny. Next audio question is from Ryan B. on the forums, otherwise known as Ryan 1994, who I assume is 14 years old. Playing his question now.
I read through the RuneScape official forums and looked at a few rants. I stopped and read one ranting how Barrows was supposed to be a challenge and prayer should be removed from it. Do you agree that prayer should be drained fully at Barrows, or would it just make it harder to obtain Barrows armor, causing a slump on the market? Personally, I think Barrows wouldn't be the same without prayer, and taking it away after so long is completely pointless. What are your views on it?
Lance, what do you think? Should prayer be drained when you enter the Barrows, or...?
Not when you enter. I mean, make it fair for us to at least start. I mean, if you're in the middle of getting out of there, going down this grave, do you really want to waste that whole prayer potion?
Yeah,
or do you
know
want
what?
To at least have a time to heal up and rest up a little bit?
I think that it's fine how it is. If you were to make it drain prayer right away, you'd have... You'd definitely cause Barrows prices to go up, which I don't think Jagex wants to do, so... Mm-hmm. It's really a 50-50, whether they want to raise prices or whether they want things to stay the same in this way. So, it really depends, but who says they need to raise prices with that when they could just control the price at the Grand Exchange? So, anybody else have anything on that question?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. I'm going to get Jeff to take the next question.
Hold on, because Firefox just crashed.
This is why we use alternate web browsers such as Internet Explorer or Safari.
Mine never crashes.
I know, mine never crashes either, so it's rather weird how some people have problems with it and others don't. You know, in order to make... Yes, I did just say to use IE7.
Okay, so, seeing how Valentine's Day is coming up, do any of you have a Valentine yet, or will you have one at all? Keep up the good work, Shaw.
Schwa, 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 schwa.
Shaw.
So do you?
Schwa!
Jeff?
Nope. And, in the future, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, eh? Okay, Lance.
Looks behind him and sees that she's right behind him.
So that's a yes, Dad?
Yep.
Okay.
Shane, don't avoid the question.
Oh, me? I just have to say no. I'm not currently pursuing that kind of venture right now. I'm working on other things like my bungee jumping skill and stuff like that.
He's doing his computer program for that.
Yeah, I'm writing a computer program in order to calculate geometry vectors for the best way to bungee jump.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you, Schwa. Schwa, 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 Schwa. Schwa, 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 Schwa. Lance, next question, please.
What's your favorite accent from across the globe? It's always been interesting listening to differing accents of hosts of the show. I am odd, I admit, but I live in a small town where everybody speaks the same, and I'm not well-traveled. And I want to hear your favorite accents. I want impressions. Gun hippie.
Lance, what's your favorite accent?
I haven't heard many, but there's only one or two that I do know that prominently. I'm not about to make an impression of it unless I want to die later.
Okay. Which accent is it?
It's probably a Boston accent that okay. I know the best.
Jeff? Your
you
Chinese
really
accent?
Funny? No. Well, because where I live, there's a lot of Indians around, and I really find the Indian accent really funny.
Yeah, you know, it's... I don't know. What are you saying?
Have you heard an Indian accent before?
Yes, I have, when I called Microsoft.
Nice.
Yes. Anyways, my favorites would have to be the Swedish accent, a German accent, Russian accent, what else is there? Yeah, Swedish, German, Russian, you know, I don't know which one I'll end up doing, but I'm not going to do any right now. Like, the Swedish accent, maybe, like that, eh? What else? My German accent, I don't want to do when I'm sick, otherwise I might come across sounding like Hitler, and the Russian accent, it would end up sounding like I'm some Cold War Russian general who wants to get his arm chopped off or something and die on a beach in Los Angeles. Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
24 reference.
Excellent. Thank you, Gun Hippie. Describe yourself and all members of your family using one skill on RuneScape, and then explain why from 99887. So, Jeff, let's describe yourself based on it.
Well, okay, let's see.
Are you a good cook?
Nope, not at all.
Are you a good fisher?
I don't fish.
See, that's the thing. We don't do any of these RuneScape skills. Lads, what about you?
Think.
Is anyone
in a sec. I'm thinking on it.
Okay. Does anybody in the chat do weight training? Then strength could be your skill. No? Yes? No? Maybe so? No.
I got one now. I do a little bit of magic, but not much.
Okay. Magic. I'm not a crafter. I can say that I'm not a crafter. Well.
Do you have good agility, balance?
No. No, not at all.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one that would explain me. Agility, since I used to be running until I got injured.
Oh. Okay, what about your attack skill?
What attack?
Okay, what attack?
I don't know. I'm angry.
I'd have to say farming. I do like being outside, you know? So, farming, sure. What? Don't laugh.
No, what Mushroom Queen said.
You do? Yes, I do. I do. I have stuff outside. Once last summer when I was running in and outside trying to do some stuff, I came back to MSN and Brad said, WTF are you doing? Are you doing like farming runs in real life or something now? So I left for 15 minutes, came back, and it was just really funny. Thank you, 99887. Lads, next question, please.
Do you give Hershey hugs and kisses out to people on Valentine's Day? For example, do you walk around the street randomly giving the chocolate out? Signed, Kirby.
Yes,
me,
no, maybe
not
so.
Usually.
Yeah, usually, I'd have to say no as well. Jeff, what about you?
I think that would be pretty random for me to do.
Yeah, I know, because you don't want to give someone like a heart attack, you know? Like if they're allergic to nuts. And there could be that content in there, so I don't know. I just wouldn't bother doing that. I'd give like a chocolate to a friend or something, though, on any other day.
Maybe
next time I see Mike, I'll give him a chocolate, not for Valentine's Day, but for something else.
His birthday?
Yeah. He doesn't like dark chocolate. He likes white chocolate. Maybe I'll get him a nice big hunk of white chocolate for his birthday.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And we got a 5-pound bar of special dark for later that my girlfriend and I can share. Oh,
God, I love dark chocolate.
Same here.
Dark chocolate's good for you, actually.
Yep. Antioxidants, just like tea.
Yep. Thank you, Kirby. What a thought-provoking question. Jeff, next one, please.
What is the most disgusting or surprising thing you've seen in real life and in game? Or if the real life or even in game, for whatever reason, is repressed, what is the second worst? PFK99s. I'd have to think about this one for a moment.
Okay, lads.
I have nothing right now.
Oh, well, I could tell you that there's a time when I saw today on Mythbusters a pig get stuck to a frozen pole.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
They've done worse. They've done worse. Don't ask me what, because I don't remember, because I don't have a episode guy in front of me, but they've done worse.
Okay. No, the pig wasn't creepy. Mushroom Queen. Jeff, any ideas? Like, I just can't remember about that in real life, you know?
I would say something, but I don't think it's appropriate here, so I wouldn't say that.
Yes, please do say it.
I don't think so.
Tell me on MSN, then I'll tell you if it's safe.
Okay.
See, that's the thing with these questions. They're so hard to think of on the spot.
Even looking at the wiki, they can be hard sometimes.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Thank you, PFK99s. We don't want to go into what Jeff has to say. Because it's bad. Very bad. Next question. I was just wondering, if you had to choose between green skin or purple skin, which would you choose? Have a good episode from Steven. Green or purple?
I'll take the green with red eyes to spook someone to come into the calf when I'm sitting here looking angry at him.
Jeff?
I'd go with purple. Green just looks weird. Like,
why?
Slimy.
I'd go with the green, because then I could be like one of the Orion people who owns slave people. And then I can buy all you TeamSpeak people and sell you into slavery. No, yeah. Mushroom Queen, no. Not a slave girl, a slave owner, like the green guys. No! No. God, no, thank you. Okay. That was a bad question. Thank you, Steven. The responses it provoked at Steampook. Oh, I can't talk today. Steampook is TeamSpeak. Jeff, next question, please.
Do you think RuneScape is coming to an end at any time soon? My prediction is that they will continue making terrible updates until nobody wants to play it. So they will just end up giving up and no one likes it anymore. Hey, it's possible. Heaton.
Anything's possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just look how Dick's gone to shit in the past 6 months.
Haha.
Like, no tech stories anymore? It's all about Ron Paul? Like, God, it was, quote, Brad. Everyone goes apeshit over Ron Paul, which is true. He's not even winning. Like, God. It's possible that RuneScape could happen and there could be another.
Could be tomorrow, could be the next 10 years,
exactly.
Who knows?
There could be another .com bust, I think. Was that the right term?
Burst. .com, yep.
Bubble burst. And RuneScape could go down straight with Facebook and everything else. So.
And Yahoo.
Anything's possible. So I'm not going to hold my breath because it'll probably not happen in our lifetime. Thank you, Keaton. Oh, and what I meant by bad question, it just provoked bad responses in the TeamSpeak with people getting strange ideas. Anyways, thank you, Keaton. Okay. Lance, next question, please.
Do you think piracy is damaging Cowboy of Death?
I have a rather interesting idea on this one, but you guys go first.
No, you can go.
Jeff?
Well, I don't really have a strong opinion about this, but I guess in some way piracy could be an advantage for companies. Well, but you know, it really depends on like if pirating is just for personal use or for, you know, for commercial purposes. So I think it really depends.
I have problems with the people who pirate things to go out on the street and sell them. I have problems with that, but
yeah.
If it's something for personal use that I can't get anywhere else, I won't have a second thought about pirating that. So That's what I gotta say about that.
Yeah, it's usually a last-ditch effort if I have to do anything like that, and good thing I haven't had to.
And people should not be worried about it, because it's an excellent marketing campaign. Like, for instance, I downloaded the OS X86 version of Mac OS, and half a year later, I ended up getting it back, so that's a pretty good advertising mechanism right there.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, technically, that's not killing the music industry, because people listen to the music, they like the music, they buy a CD, support the artist, exactly. Artist has out more stuff, and there you go.
Like, they're not... The music industry isn't a... need to cast out the old ways and think of new ways in the 21st century to carry out their business. I know that's probably what Jeff thinks, right?
Yeah, but I don't think, well, we need to worry about that much, though, because it's just a matter of time when, you know, they'll realize
that they're not going to stop it. You can't stop it, you know? Like, I'm trying to think of an analogy here, but once the cat is out, you can't get them back in the kennel, you know? Unless you completely turn off the internet, so. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody's going to do that, so. There's no way of doing that.
It's like Jadrix and the bot fight. You're not going to end it until either RuneScape ends, or you kill the internet, or you kill all the bots.
They killed all the bots with a big nuclear bomb. But anyways, that's it for questions this week. Good questions, people. Good job. On to tech news. We only have one story. I'm going to ask Jeff to read the headline because it's up his alley and in his neck of the woods.
Yahoo, and the future of the internet. The openness of the internet is what made Yahoo and Google possible. A good idea that users find useful spreads quickly. Business can be spread via users benefit from constant. Wait, am I supposed to read?
Yeah.
Okay. Users benefit from constant innovation. It's what makes such an exciting place. So Microsoft's hostile bid for Yahoo raises troubling questions. This is about more than simply a financial transaction. One company taking over another. It's about preserving it, the underlying principles of the internet, openness and innovation.
So, what do you think about this whole Microsoft and Yahoo thing? You, Jeff,
it's going to be really interesting to see what Yahoo is going to do. They had a board meeting today, but I don't know what they decided. But you know, if I've been reading a few blogs about this.
Talk slower.
I've been reading a few things about this, and you know, Yahoo definitely has to make a decision to, you know, they only have quite a few options, actually. They can either, you know, make an alliance with Google or make a deal with Microsoft. Because if they don't do either, they'll probably get sued by their investors in the end anyways. So, you know, it's kind of interesting what Yahoo will do.
I honestly hope they don't go with Microsoft, because then Microsoft is nothing but a sinking ship going down.
Well, Microsoft already has their problems, and they already have a search, but...
Just fix the damn search you have. Fix your goddamn operating system and be done with it.
In fact, fix your programs, too, while you're at it. Some
exactly.
of them aren't good.
Don't compete with Google. You're doing two different businesses. That's like RSBNB trying to compete with a fad site for, like, Star Trek or something. It just doesn't work.
We're not competing against the Game Center. We're trying to control the freaking world.
Quote from Ron Williams, everyone. Don't sue me. I'm just quoting him.
It's just rather annoying, but I honestly hope they aligned with Google or something like that. Thank you, Jeff, for reading that. That's all I have for tech news this week, except I have a link to the International Space Station and Space Shuttle Tracker for those of you guys who are interested in that, because Space Shuttle went up yesterday. Right now you can see where it is. Right now the Space Shuttle is over Australia, and the Space Station is coming over the Northern Pacific Ocean, so they're going to dock up and you can just track this. So, for instance, Mushroom Queen could go to the sighting opportunities, look up where she is in Germany, and go out and see it when it's flying over. So, It would just be fun. No, the space shuttle isn't equipped with bombs, so I don't think that would be possible, MQ. But it's rather interesting how this, if you just take some time, watch the applet, has the orbital data, orbital speed. It's really quite interesting. Jeff, do you follow any of that stuff?
I just read a news story on that. I've actually been doing a lot of research with space shuttles lately.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
Are you building the next generation space shuttle then?
Just doing, designing a robot for this contest.
Is it actually going to go to the moon if it gets picked?
No, I don't think so, but it would be nice to. Yeah.
That would be wishful thinking and an excellent idea. Anyways, take a look at that if you have some free time. On to the rats. I'm not reading any rats today because my voice is pretty shot as it is, so Lads or Jeff, we'll get Lads to take the first one because Jeff's been doing some talking recently.
Okay, here's a rant. I made quite a few of them, especially in the last few months since the game has gone majorly downhill. Now the issue of Slayer arises. Ever since the summoning update a few weeks back, Slayer has become increasingly difficult to train. Every world is full with charm hunters. Yeah, that's not new. The skill is at an all-time low, and there is only three solutions. Remove summoning from the game. It is rubbish anyway and is flopped. 2. Find a new way to gain charms other than killing monsters, which will remove the influx of people around Slayer monsters at any given time. 3. Increase the number of monsters and locations to disperse crowded spots. Any of these would be fine with me. Slayer used to be a skill I enjoyed training. Now I have to hop 25 times to find an empty world. What's going on? Summoning has always created congestion of Slayer trainers. So we're all doomed. Doomed, I tell you. Jajix, please, boy, fix it.
Has anybody else noticed this, Lads? Have you noticed it?
Yeah.
Anybody in TeamSpeak noticed it?
How about this? First time I went to the Basilisk ever since the update, I went from 2 people to hardly getting a monster with me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was fighting high levels to get monsters, level 126 is just to get a Basilisk.
Yeah, it's a good point. So what could they do about it beside... the first item is a little too drastic, I'd say. Increasing the number of monsters? Well, they tried to do that with the new dungeon.
Yeah, but now look at how...
Not everybody wants to go there.
So. I would say if you really want to do something, balance your charms out between non-Slayer and Slayer monsters.
Higher
levels drop more charms than the lower levels. So they just make it so you have to do Slayer to get the charms for a bunch of them.
They could do that, but then maybe it's time for another Slayer dungeon. Another Slayer tower. I don't know. There's people... I know PFK99 in the chat here has... Hi, Slayer. So does Anubis. What would you guys do here to fix this? Make charms tradable? I don't think so. That's a bad idea.
Big no-no.
What would you guys do? More Slayer monsters, more areas, what?
Well, besides balancing the monsters out to give it a fair shot, I mean, because I send the ogres, and I get nothing but one gold charm after another. I mean, if they could speed it up so we get, like, 2 or 3 at a time, that would probably balance it out a little, because people would go after those monsters with more. We get a little bit balanced out.
That's a good idea.
Or we just do something like runecrafting. Then we'd really have it unbalanced, though.
Yeah, that would be no fun, so... I think that's a good idea of just making more monsters in the areas, and... That's pretty much all you can do until... Summoning hype's down, which I think it's beginning to happen, isn't it?
It should now, because Race 99 is over.
Yeah. Where the heck did that guy even come from?
Behind.
I wasn't even expecting it, but anyways, that's that.
Next rant.
Yes, that one is Jeff for Jeff.
Yes, this is another Chipmunk grant. This time it is talking about the flawed customer support system. The moderators keep saying, "Go send Jagex a query." I'd be happy to send them a query that they would actually read. For over a year, members and non-members have gotten nothing but an automated message a few months after sending a query. I remember being a non-member a few years ago and getting personal messages. The value of a player is not different much than it was 3 years ago. So, why does it say in the automated message that they can't send us message back because there were too many players? I must say that I have noticed quite a decline in the customer support system. Why wouldn't it be nice if the query system was brought back to its good old days? If your account was locked, you might have as well consider it to be banned. Jagex looks at an account when they think it has been hacked. However, when you try to unlock it, they don't read your request. If you're a member, they steal $5 a month from you for an account that you can't use. Is that fair? No. Is that legal? Nope. It would be wise of them to improve the system. Basically, let me make this clear. The whole customer support appeal system is fake. Jagex does not read your queries. If you support, please say so, and I'll add it to the list. If you're a moderator, please do not tell me to send a query to Jagex. They do not read them. If they did, they send you personal messages. So, yeah, that's it.
You know, I just find it hard to believe that a company like Jagex that big doesn't want to have a decent customer support division. Is it that expensive, or what's the reasoning behind it? We're all too dumb to know what it's for?
I think they just don't care. Like, you know,
it's all about the money, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, even if they screw up on one account, you know, people still keep on playing, and I guess they kind of figured that out.
Yeah, they're not going to worry about one or two. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, we got to buy with this. I wonder what else we can get by with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just...
Yeah, I just want to rip this one soon. I mean, I can tell you there's two good points about this one that are wrong.
Go ahead.
The second paragraph, that if your account was locked, you might as well consider a banned. I can say one account that we all know that was banned that is now unbanned. And I believe we all know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
NMR7.
Yeah, it took a handwritten letter to Jagex headquarters to get a written reply.
Yep. And for the last point, it is true, they do reply, and that they do actually read some of them.
Some of them?
Not all of them. Yeah, because there's a growing amount of players, even if you look at it. I mean, I remember in the golden days, it's like 100K. Oh, wow, we finally hit 200K. Now it's like, oh, wow, 1 million people. How fun.
Exactly. Like, it's like it comes to a point where the number is just so blurry it doesn't matter anymore. It's really quite sad, and, well, it's the way things go when you get to big companies. You either have to offshore support or take it down a level, just like RuneScape does, or Microsoft with their India support. So, I don't know. Like, they need to do something in order to fix this, so...
Hire more staff.
Yes, more staff. Would you go there and answer reports?
Who knows? Probably have them more like, can I have free stuff, please? Can I have free stuff, please?
Yeah, then you just delete those ones. Like, that's just waste of
time. No, that's the one you send the AMA message to for fun.
And then see about that. Okay. On to other things. A new issue of RSBNB Informers out. Informer.rsbnb.com. You can read pretty good edition of RSBNB Informer this month. We also had an interview with Flockers, who is ranked number 7 woodcutter in all of RuneScape. It was a rather fun and interesting interview to do, and I just love doing those kind of interviews. And he's from Canada as well. British Columbia, to be exact. So that's a good read. New skill of the month is underway, summoning. Get going, people. Like, jeez. It's so...
Well, you know, Slayer's hard to train.
It's summoning.
I mean, summoning's hard to train, sorry. I'm
the
not
graph is like...
It's gotta work.
It's like completely flatlined. Get going. Alex. Kirby. Cooper. Oh, Southred, Devo, and Anubis both have 0 XP. Talarmanda has 4 XP. So, anyways, that's that. Oh, and the winner of last month's skill of the month was Cooper, which was crafting. Congratulations there. You just reminded me to tell you about that in the TeamSpeak. February contest winner. This is something that got lots of good entries, but there's definitely one that stood out for the rest. And the winner is... drumroll, please. Yeah, that's a sad excuse for a drumroll. PFK Nine Nights. That wedding you did, just put it over the top. The wedding is the best. That's such an excellent picture that you did with the wedding. Will you marry me? Let me get the link of that picture. Here's the picture. I will post it in the notes. Give me un secondo. No, Mushroom Queen, it does not remind me of how I want my future wedding to be. Thank you very much. There's the picture. I'll be sure to put it in the notes. It's just rather so Valentine's Day themed. I just really liked it. Also, for our listeners who are coming through iTunes, I'd like you guys to check out the forums at forums.rspb.com. Come take a visit. Visit the nice, friendly community that we have there going on. Check out the newbie introduction area, Sadbox, RuneScape discussion, not RS Media, and the whole works. Forums.rsbb.com. So, what have we all been up to? Jeff?
Like I've been saying, I've been working on that project. Doing some school stuff. Just finished the Google contest, and I think I'm gonna work on some stuff for Shane. So we'll see how that comes.
This weekend?
Yep.
Right. I think I know what that is. That the week you have off after is something else for me.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Right. And Mushroom Queen knows what that one is. So that's what Jeff's been up to. What about you, lads?
Homework, getting my summoning to 32. I actually passed 30. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, work and drinking some French vanilla cappuccino.
Oh, I thought you were going to say beer.
No, I just got a new machine. We just got a new machine in the cafe for French vanilla hot cocoa. Well, French vanilla and hot cocoa. So, been having fun enjoying that.
Fun. Yeah, well, as I'm sure you can tell, I've been on my deathbed this entire week, so that's what I've been up to. I've also been working on some Slayer as time has allowed. So, that's what I've been up to this week. Slayer, farming, fire making, and just sleeping and trying to get better. I think that's all I got for this week. See you guys all next week. Goodbye.
So long.